الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين، نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بلغوا عني ولو آية. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, through the fazl, karam, grace, mercy, compassion, kindness, only the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have reached a very, very great benevolent opportunity. On the one hand, it is the dying embers of Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Rahmah, Shahrul Maghfira, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Itqi Minan Niran. That supreme Nafhaya Rabbani, wind of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magnitude of which can perhaps be gauged by the beautiful expression of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he encapsulated what a great opportunity this constitutes when he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If only my ummah had to come to know what this month is, they would wish it never comes to an end. They would wish that the whole year is Ramadan. On the other hand, the dua at the khatam of the Quran, this great benevolent gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, al-mu'jizatul Khalidatul Daima, that miracle which is Khalid Daim, that will withstand the test of time, that issued the challenge to humanity that you will never ever be able to bring the like of this. The kalam of my Allah, to say that Quran is Kitabullah will be correct. But greater than that, Quran is not just Kitabullah, Quran is Kalamullah. It is the sifat, the quality of Allah. And like my Allah is perfect, without blemish, no weakness, shortcoming whatsoever, was forever, will be forever. In exactly the same way, the sifat and attributes of Allah, His kalam, His qudrat, His attributes, every one of them is without blemish, every one of them is the height of perfection. This Quran is a limitless ocean. In the short time that we have, many may be concerned, dua has to take place, witr namaz has to take place, so this majlis will not be very long. But let us take something from this majlis. Let it not just be some talk. There is a very, very intrinsic link between this month of Ramadan. What is Ramadan? Ramadan is hidayat. Ramadan is taqwa. Between Ramadan and the Quran, Quran is hidayat, Quran is taqwa. This great gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And in this month of Ramadan, we were commanded to bring our days and particularly our nights alive with the Quran. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah ordained upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. And I, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of the nights of Ramadan. When Allah introduces this month in the Quran, like I said, Quran is not just Kitabullah, it is Kalamullah. And in Kalam, there is expression, there is intonation, there are highs and lows. If you want to appreciate Kalam, you have to appreciate those intonations. Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan. This is introduction. Allah is saying the month of Ramadan. And then, Alladhi kutiba fihi siyam. Fasting is farz upon you. Fast in Ramadan. Allah doesn't highlight that. This is kalam. Shahru Ramadan, introduction. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. There's no easy way in the English language to explain this, the intonation. How from a low Quran rises up. That before Ramadan became anything, before fasting became everything, all this became everything and anything of relevance to you through the Quran. Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzil. Quran uses the word Inzal. What is Inzal? A revelation, untainted by human hand, untainted by your defective intellect, untainted by your perceived intelligence, untainted by any conclusion that you will arrive at. What is the origin of man? Is there a creator? Is there any substance to this atheistic and agnostic belief? What is the purpose of my life in this world? What is success? What is failure? What is mort? What is death? Who created this world? Who created me? How do I become successful? What is going to happen after I die? Is there a life after this? Go page by page, line by line to the archives of the so-called institutions of knowledge of the world. And by the qasam of my Allah, you will not be able to correctly answer any of these questions. Haqq, the absolute truth, is the kalam of my Allah. Tanzeel, Allah introduces this. Like we say in Urdu, wo aa raha hai, something is coming. It's not from this world. Tanzeel. Logically, curiosity should be piqued. This question the heart should be asking. And that is the root problem today, my respected brothers. The root problem today, why this ummah is not drowning in the Quran? Why this ummah is not being guided by the Quran? Why this ummah is not living its life according to the dictates of the Quran? And tragically and ironically, why this ummah, for its constitution, for its legislation, for its purpose of life, for its ambitions, for its goals, has chosen a system that is in direct conflict with the Quran? What is the root cause of it? is that the azmat and the greatness and the majesty and the jalal of Sahib-e-Quran, Allah, is not in this heart. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, az min kulli aziz, azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. My Allah, whose kalam this Quran is, whose sifat and quality this Quran is, His greatness is such, there is nothing great like Him, nothing majestic like Him, nothing supreme like Him, nothing benevolent like Him. He is beyond anything that you and I can ever perceive or imagine. His greatness, His jalal, tanzeel. This is a revelation. From who? Allah doesn't reveal His name. What does Allah say? Mimman khalaqal ard was samawatil ula الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. الله أكبر. Revelation from who? From that Zat and that being that created the heavens, created the earth. خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا. This canopy above your head, every day you look at it, you call it the sky. That blue you see is not the sky. It's the reflection of the sun on the ocean. The sky is a huge creation of Allah that is millions and millions and millions of kilometers away. And my Allah challenges you. Where is the pillars? Any canopy you put, any masjid you put, any building you put, you need pillars, you need support, you need engineers. Where's the engineer? How is that structure standing? Where are the canopies? Allah invites you, look, look. Hal tara min futur. Can you find a defect in the creation of your Allah? Farji'il basar. Karratain. Thumma rji'il basar. Look, and then look again, and then look again. Eventually, you will be forced to admit that your gaze will fail, but the perfection of the qudrat of my Allah will never fail. خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا. Allah hasn't told us whose revelation. What is Allah telling us? Sifat, attributes. How do you recognize where this Quran is coming from? ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا. Quran goes on. الرحمن. Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate. From a drop of dirty fluid, He gave you the ability to see, to hear, to think, to walk, to feel. Every second He is showering countless of His bounties upon you. You deny His existence. Majority of humanity has denied the existence of Allah. You live a life in conflict with His wish and desire, yet He does not cut off His bounties from you. He continues giving you chance upon chance, opportunity upon opportunity. He is Rahman. He is the benevolent. He is the kind. He is the compassionate. Ala al-arsh istawa. He has made istiwa on His arsh. Just this one verse. Like I said, we've got time constraints. Today we haven't understood who is Allah. This is why when that muazzin says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, just tomorrow, just now, the hilal of Eid will get sighted. Today there isn't place in this masjid. Where have these brothers come from? Mercury or Mars? Have they come from another planet? How is it there isn't place in this masjid? And then just in the space of two or three days, just in the space of two or three days, some get out of jail free card that Hilal of Eid will constitute, and then the same masjid becomes empty. Is this what Allah gave us Ramadan for? Today the Quran is alive. We are reading, going every direction. 1-2 in the morning, Quran is being read. Just 48 or 72 hours will pass. And what has happened to that Quran? What has happened to our connection with Allah? Will He cut off your air? Will He cut off the countless bounties that are coming down upon you. No, He is Rahman. He is the benevolent. He is the kind. The reason we are running away from Allah is because we haven't understood who is Allah. This talk of Allah's greatness, this talk of Allah's azmat, this talk of Allah's jalal, not in our homes, not in our schools, not in our universities, not in our businesses, not in our daily lives has this come. It has come out. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated a time when this ummah will stop making the zikr of Allah, stop speaking about Allah, and stop sending salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, every gathering you will have gathered around which is devoid of the mention of my Allah, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, كَأَنَّمَا تَفَرَّقُوا عَنْ جِيفَةِ خِمَارِ. It is as if you have gathered around the body of a rotting donkey. Filth and stench, zulmat and darkness, mort and destruction will accompany you everywhere you go if this heart is devoid of Allah, of Quran, of the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the sabak of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ مُتَّقِي بَنْ جَاؤُ. Allah ke saath taluk bana lo. Make your taluk with Allah. Who is He? Ar-Rahman. عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. Arsh is just one creation of Allah. Its magnificence, ulama say, it is one of the largest creations of Allah. Connect to Allah, find Allah through His creations. How vast is this arsh? I'm not going to go into an astrology lesson. Just a few seconds. How vast is this space? Just very briefly. If you had an aeroplane, there's no such aeroplane. But if this aeroplane could move at the speed of light, 300,000 kilometers a second. You had an imaginary aeroplane like that that could move at 300,000 kilometers a second. It will start traveling and traveling and traveling. After 96 billion years at that speed, it will have finished 3 to 5% of the observable universe. Other 95% is dark matter, dark energy. All that is under the first heaven. According to the riwayat of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, this first heaven compared to the second is like one ring in a desert. Second to the third, one ring in the desert. Third to the fourth, one ring in the desert. Fourth to the fifth, one ring in the desert. Fifth to the sixth, one ring in the desert. Sixth to the seventh, one ring in the desert. Then is Allah's kursi. Then is the hamilin arsh. And all this, compared to one makhluk of Allah, Allah's arsh is like one ring in the desert. That same Allah, you and I just said Allahu Akbar to in salah. That same Allah, we put our head on the ground. Where was the khashiyat? Where was the azmat? Where was the jalal of my Allah? Every creation, heavens and earth is singing out the praises of Allah. Ar-Rahman. Whose Quran is this? Quran is telling us, Ar-Rahman, ala al-arshi istawa. Still, question is not answered. Tanzeel, whose revelation? Quality upon quality. Quran goes on, lahu ma fi samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-thara. So vast. عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى مَخْلُوقَاتُ اللَّهِ لَا تُعَدْ وَلَا تُحْصَى. His creation can't even be counted. It can't be imagined. Can't be enumerated. Is it beyond His power, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ? لَهُ. It belongs to Him. It belongs to Him. How does it belong to Him? مَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Nothing in that creation moves without His permission. لا تخفى منكم خافية. Nothing in that creation for 1 millisecond is hidden from His sight and His control. Lahu. Belongs to Him. His hakimiyat, His hukumiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat. No leaf leaves that tree and falls without His permission. And when it falls, it is making sajda on the earth to Allah. No blade of grass blows in the wind without his permission. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to him. What is his connection with his creation? So vast, yet Quran goes on. Still the name is not being given. Tanzeel. Whose Quran is this? Whose revelation is this? وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Shout. He hears you. Go lower than that. Sir. What is sir? Sir is when you close your lips and only your tongue is moving. Jahar, open your mouth, shout out loud. Allah hears that. Allah knows that. Go lower so that it is sir. You close your lips and only your tongue is moving. Allah hears that also. Go even lower. Go even lower. Wa akhfa. This is Quran. Wa akhfa. What is akhfa? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we created you. And forget when you speak. Forget when you move. Forget when you talk. When your heart speaks, so that not your tongue is moving or not your lips are moving and the person next to you is not aware of it. أَخْفَى. My Allah says, we hear that also. And not that Allah has to strain. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Shout, whisper, daytime, nighttime, wherever, whoever, whenever. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ. All is equal to Allah. It's an open book in front of Allah. Then, now, if Quran had been a living reality to you and I, by now the curiosity would have peaked. It would have become untenable. We wouldn't have been able to resist. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Now Quran says, Allah. Tanzeel. Mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula. Ar-Rahman. على الأرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله الله. Who is it? Allah. Say Allah. By the qasam of my Allah, you just said Allah. The nur of that reaches the arsh of Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Is there anyone else besides him? Is anyone else your goal? Who are you living for? What is the direction of this heart? To whom have you submitted? Whose khawf and khashiyat motivates you? Who have you put in front? You were nothing, he created you. He gave you everything. Is there anyone else besides him? La ilaha illahu. La ilaha illahu. And then, lahul asma'ul husna. Allahu Akbar. Mu'ajizatul khalidatul da'ima. Drown yourself in the Quran. Find Allah. The road to Allah is the Quran. The road to Allah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asma'ul Husna. My Nabi, Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Inna lillahi ta'ala tis'ata wa tis'ina isma man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah wa fi riwayatin man hafidhaha. Allah has 99 beautiful names, sifatul ula, sifatul husna. Like Allah is limitless, his names are limitless. These names are Allah's sifat, attributes. Awwal is Allah, akhir is Allah, zahir is Allah, batin is Allah, sami is Allah, basir is Allah, hakam is Allah, adal is Allah, latif is Allah, khabir is Allah, walillahi al-asma'ul husna. In the marketplace, at home, in front of your wife, in front of your children, in front of your staff, bring the sifat of Allah alive in your heart. My Allah is listening to me. My Allah is looking at me. My Allah hears me. My Allah has qudrat over me. My life is in His hands. My death is in His hands. My success is in His hands. My failure is in His hands. This is Asma'ul Husna. Allah's sifat and attributes have to become a living reality in our lives. Surah Shu'ara. Like I said, limited time. Let us take something. There is no better description of the Quran than the Quran gives us. These few verses. وَإِنَّهُ again, wa, wow, either atifa, conjunction, or qasam. Inna, what is inna? This is azim. This is important. Don't take it lightly. First qasam, wa, inna, and then who? The pronoun, three levels of emphasis, wa inna hu, then lam, lam again either conjunction or qasam, four levels of emphasis, wa inna hu, la tanzeel, tanzeel, drown in the azmat of the Quran. Cry over the death of these hearts that today the Quran doesn't shake this heart. Kafir, whose hearts were full of zulmat and kufr. How the Quran shook their hearts. The kuffar of Makkah, I'm not going into detail, we don't have time. But incident upon incident, these were people during the day, they left no stone unturned to commit the greatest injustice and persecution that it is possible to commit. Their hearts were so full of zulmat and darkness that they plotted and planned to hurt Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They plotted and planned to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can there be greater zulmat than that? Can there be greater darkness than that? And yet, even those hearts were shaken to the core by the Quran. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. Eventually, I'm cutting it short. They reached the end of their tether. They couldn't understand the effect of this Quran. How to stop Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How to stop his message spreading? Because through the Quran and the recitation of the Quran and the da'wah of the Quran, lives were changing. That band was being prepared, the like of which till Qiyamah this world will never see. A group of people that were walking on the ground of Makkah and Medina, and from the heavens the announcement had come, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They have already pleased Allah. They are already Jannatis. In the shadow of the Quran, that was the type of group that was being prepared. Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kuffar of Makkah saw this. They didn't know how to stop it. So what did they say? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْا فِيهِ. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ukaz, in Mijinna, in Mina, in Makkah, in the Haram, in the gullies, in the alleys, is reading the Quran, inviting towards the Quran, making tabligh of the Quran, giving the da'wah of the Quran, hearts are changing. So what must you do? Make noise. Make noise. Don't let the people, this is literal translation, don't let the people even hear the Quran. La tasma'u lihadha al-Quran wal-ghaw fi. Don't listen to his Quran. Make noise. Wal-ghaw fi. La'allakum taghlibun. So that you are able to overpower this. What revelation comes down? What revelation comes down? And like I said, my respected brothers, we're not going to take very much more of your time, but take something. It's not just talks. Take something. Allah sends down Quran. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is read, and not only Quran, the talks of my Allah, the talks of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the talks of Qabr, the talks of Jannat, the talks of Jahannam, the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, first command, they said, لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن, don't listen. Allah reveals in the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Allah doesn't say فَاسْمَعُوا, listen. Allah says فَاسْتَمِعُوا. What's the difference between سِمَع and إِسْتِمَع? فَاسْتَمِعُوا, in other words, Dil ki bartan ko khali kar do. Empty this heart. From the heart, listen to the Quran. Sahaba fulfilled the haq of listening. Quran transformed their lives. Today, this much also we don't have in us. This much azmat of Allah we don't have. That capacity to listen to Quran is no longer there. Just the other day, someone gave somebody dawat, bhai, come to the masjid, come for the bayan, come for the program. What he said? I'll catch it on the internet. Gradually, this machinery of batil, what is it doing? Destroying adab and etiquette. Destroying the quality that the Quran demands, the words of my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam demand. Istima, the heart has to shake. This is such a Quran, my respected brothers. This lack of the Quran affecting our hearts, this failure to listen correctly to the Quran, what is this? This is an indictment. You can go, very often I give this example. You can go to a cardiologist. He'll use his machinery. He'll tell you, why? I did an ECG, one artery is blocked, two arteries blocked. Nowadays, when you've got a very good medical aid, then they'll find a problem even when there's no problem. You need urgent bypass surgery. You need a stent. Something is blocked. This is happening. That is happening. Cardiologist has that machinery. But there is no cardiologist that has any machinery today that can measure by. All the arteries are blocked with the love of dunya. Looking at the daughters of others, listening to haram music. Nazar ki awargi, the shamelessness of your gaze. Morning till night, ghayrullah, ghayrullah, ghayrullah. Livelihood is in haram, homes are in haram. Lives are devoid of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is all this? Zulmat, zulmat, zulmat that is clogging this heart. Yaqub Taymi walked into the haram of Makkah. He saw Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ghaliban it was Ramadan month. He was reading tahajjud salah. He says, this curiosity was piqued in my heart. How much Quran would Osman read in his tahajjud salah? He said, I stood behind him. Osman started Surah Fatiha. By the qasam of my Allah, he did not go into ruku until he reached Surah Nas. The whole Quran in one rakat. And what would he say? Lo tahurat qulubukum ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. If your hearts were pure. Agar dil zinda tha, if this heart was alive. Every Hifz Jalsa we hear this verse of the Quran recited. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. The azmat of the Quran, the khashiyat of the Quran, the jalal of the Quran. This is not an hypothesis, this is haq, the truth. May Allah says, if you reveal this Quran on a mountain, the mountain will be crushed out of the weight of the khashiyat of Allah's kalam. One mufassir, Allama Ibn Ashur, in his tahrir wa tanweer, in his tafsir, he makes a very interesting tafsir of this. He says, where was the Quran first revealed? We heard the first five verses in tonight's Taraweeh. Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq. Where was it revealed? Ghare Hira. Hira is a cave. Where is the cave? In a mountain. Quran was revealed on a mountain. So why was the mountain not crushed? He says, the actual meaning of this is Allah is complaining. And what is Allah telling you and I? That even a lifeless mountain, if we gave it a heart and we revealed this Quran upon it, that mountain would have been crushed. Its heart would not have been able to bear the weight of this kalam. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what has happened to you? Has your heart become more lifeless than a stone? Has it become more hard than a mountain? Softest limb in the body is the heart. It's the one organ that has no bone. Yet, Allah warns us in the Quran, ثُمَّ قَسَّتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. The heart becomes hard. أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. Allah says sometimes, harder than stone the heart becomes. Cardiologists got no equipment to tell you about that. What is the measuring tape? Quran. When Quran is read, when the name of my Allah is taken, I am not saying it. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. إِنَّمَا is kalimatul hasar. Sirf for sirf. إِنَّمَا الْ. Who are the people of Iman? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah's name is taken, their heart tremors out of the khashiyat of Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when Quran is read, their iman increases. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِي. Allahu Akbar. Allah nazzal, send down the best of speech, ahsan al hadith, kitaban mutashabiham mathani. This expression mathani, miracle of the Quran. Allah says its verses are repeated in eloquence, in sadaqat, in being declarations from Allah, in hidayat, in being a way of guidance. Things are repeated in the Quran, but what's the difference? Today somebody comes and talks to you and he repeats the same sentence twice, you get irritated. Let him tell you the same thing third or fourth or fifth time, you become even more irritated. Miracle of the Quran. Ask anybody, Qari Abdul Basit or this Qari, which surah you want him to read? Straight away, Zinatul Quran. The bride of the Quran, the beauty of the Quran, Surah Rahman. The same sentence repeated 31 times. 31 times. Yet the Quran is such that each time you listen to it, the beauty increases. Each time, any normal language, things get repeated, you get bored, you get irritated. Allah's kalam, living miracle, kitabam mutashabiham mathani. And then what does Allah tell us? تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. If Allah's khashiyat was there, if Allah's ta'alluq was there, then the hair on the body would stand when Quran is read. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ. My heart is hard. What's the solution? Quran is giving us the solution. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah's zikr, Allah's kalam, Allah's Quran, Allah's dawat, the environment of iman. What is this? It is giving life to this dead heart. Softening this heart. Quran tells us, my Nabi said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُلُوبِ تَصْدَى كَمَا يَصْدَعُ الْحَدِيدِ. He said, O my ummat, like steel, rust degenerates, becomes hard, loses its texture. In exactly the same way, he said, the heart degenerates. Sahaba said, Ma jila uha. Ya Rasulullah, what's the solution? What's the marham? What's the chemical? What's the softener? He said, Tilawatul Quran. Tilawatul Quran. Jaddidu imanakum. Refresh your iman. Kayfa nujaddidu imanana. Ya Rasulullah, how can we refresh our iman? He said, Bi kathrati la ilaha illallah. Completing the tafsir of that, and then I will terminate. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran is a revelation from Rabbul Alameen. Who brought it? نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Jibreel Amin brought it. Where? Upon whom? Revelation from Rabbul Alameen. Brought by Ruhul Amin upon Sadiqul Amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But where? On a scripture? On a scroll? On a tablet? No! Where was the Quran revealed? Ala qalbik. Ala qalbik. Ala qalbik. On the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this is ishara. One ishara. For the Quran to become a living reality, this heart, effort has to be made on this heart. Second ishara, indication, the link between Quran and Sahibul Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Heart. Quran, Allah tells us, they say, kathratul asma تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ شَرَفِ الْمُسَمَّى. The more name something has, the more name something has, the greater the sharafat and honor. In the Quran itself, Mufassirin have counted more than 66 names of the Quran. One name, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَىٰ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. One name, shifa. One name, Rahmatul Lil Mu'mineen. Quran is Rahmatul Lil Mu'mineen. Brought by Ruhul Amin. Revealed upon Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is Waaz. Waaz is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is Nasihat. Nasih is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another name, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Quran is Ruh. Without it you are dead. Without a soul you are useless. Quran is Ruh. Quran is the life. The body of that Ruh, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ. Like I said, take something back. May Allah says, Kuffar said, لَا تَسْمَعُوا. Don't listen. وَالْغَوْفِي. Make noise. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. What does my Allah say? وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Fulfill the haqq of listening. Listen with adab. Listen with etiquette. Voice will reach. Scientific advancement, it will, on the chat channels you will find it. It will be relayed. But, second condition, أَنْسِتُوا. Ansitu, ansitu, exclusivity. When the words of my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are spoken, become silent. Don't look into that mobile phone. Don't, the housewife shouldn't be busy with some cooking or cleaning. They shouldn't be laughing and joking in the background. Allah is telling us the haqq of the Quran. Sahaba fulfilled this. First haqq. There are many other hukuk, we don't have time, I'm not going to go into that now. But look at this, the link, the beauty of the Quran. Take a few minutes. Understand this. Kafir of Makkah, la tasma'u, don't listen. Al-ghawfi, make noise. La'allakum taghlibun. Allah says, istami'u, listen carefully. Ansitu, become silent. And what will happen? La'allakum turhamun. Allah's rahmat will rain down upon you. And then example, it's not just left like that. Allahu Akbar, what wasn't Taif? I'm not going into the details how my Nabi suffered. When he's returning from Taif, in Ukaz, Ibn Kasir Tabari rahimahullah mentioned this in their tafsir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading Fajr Salah. In his Fajr Salah, tilawat of the Quran. What happens? Tasalli for my Nabi, wa idh sarafna ilayka nafaram minal jinn. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah says a jamaat of jinnat were going past. They said, هَلُمُّ إِلَىٰ مَقْصُودِكُمْ. They caught, they heard the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هَلُمُّ إِلَىٰ مَقْصُودِكُمْ. They came to him. He is in Fajr, reading Quran. First thing, what does my Allah say? وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. They listened very, very carefully. They fulfilled the haqq of listening. فَلَمَّا حَذَرُوا قَالُوا أَنْسِتُوا. The jinnat said amongst themselves, all become silent. All become silent because of Quran, the words of Allah. What was that verse? فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Listen carefully and become silent. The jinnat did that. Shayateen, if you want to call them. Jinnat, if you want to call them. Najis, if you want to call them. Before silence and listening with adab and etiquette to the Quran, what happened? فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. They stopped. They listened attentively, and when they left, they became sahabi, and not the sahabi, mu'min, not just mu'min, da'i. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ, this is literal translation, وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. They said, become silent, listen attentively. When they left, my Allah says, each one of them became a da'i of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. We reveal this Quran on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the haqq of the da'wat and tabligh of the Quran could be fulfilled. This jamaat of jinnat, when they listened correctly, when they became silent, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. What does my Allah say? وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا. Nasara from Najran came to Medina. When they heard the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does the Quran say? Tara a'yunahum tafidu min ad-dama. Kafir, but not one eye was dry. Ma arafu min al-haq, they recognized this to be the truth. One Salih Muzani rahimahullah saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. He was reading Quran in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi asked him, "Ya Salih, hadhihi al-qira'a fa ayna al-buka?" Salih, you are reading the Quran, where are the tears? How is it that the eyes are dry? Listen to the Quran, don't let this hilal of Eid become our al-wida with the Quran. Ramadan, our nights were brought alive with the Quran. That connection has to be cemented. That connection has to be preserved. This taluk with the Quran has to go beyond Ramadan. Wallah, this is the solution to every problem that the ummah is facing. My Nabi, I am not saying it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taraktu feekum amrain, I am leaving behind two things. لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. O my ummah, you will never be oppressed. You will never be humiliated. You will never be deviated. No one will get the upper hand over you as long as you will hold on to these two things. Kitabullah, the Quran, and the living, walking, talking Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he says to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, اقرأ عليك. Ibn Mas'ud, read the Quran, I want to listen. My Nabi wanted to listen. Sahib-e Quran wanted to listen. Aqra wa alayka wa alayka unzil. Ya Rasulullah, how can I read when Quran was revealed upon you? Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I want to listen. So he says, I started Surah Nisa, 40 verses. Then he came to the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدًا وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Allah opens up for us in the Quran, Jannat, Jahannam, Qabr, Akhirat. How much longer is it going to be these fairy tales? Back door of the dunya. Come out of this ghaflat. Come out of this zulmat. Abdullah bin Mas'ud comes to the 40th verse of Surah Nisa. What is going to happen on that day, the day of Qiyamah? When for every one of them, their Nabis will be brought as witnesses against them. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. One tafsir, and oh my Nabi, these people of Makkah, those that are persecuting and maiming you, you will be brought as a witness against your own ummah. رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. His dard, his pain, his cry for the ummah. Hasbuk. He says, oh Ibn Mas'ud, enough, stop reading. Ibn Mas'ud says, I looked up, فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانَ, and I saw the eyes of my Nabi wet with tears. The effect of the Qur'an. The effect of the Qur'an. Our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha, would describe the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on this I will terminate. Ramadan, we were practically dragged onto the musalla, practically made to listen to Quran, practically made to bring some section of our night alive with the Quran. Don't deprive ourselves. Quran is alive with the description of the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How my Nabi cried night in and night out. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layl illa qalila nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'an tartila. What was his night? Rattil al-Qur'an tartila. Like I said, take something. What a beautiful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, idha qama ahadukum min al-layl. O my ummah, when you get up at night for tahajjud salah, what it should have been? What it should have been logically? When you get up, fight off the sleep, all that is in its place. But in this hadith, what does my Nabi say? Fal yastatik. Make miswak properly. Make miswak properly. Why? Because your Quran in tahajjud attracts Allah's malaika. Your Quran in tahajjud, in the dead of night when it is you and Allah, it attracts Allah's malaika. Where is the ummah today at night? What are our nights being spent in? Where are our youth? Where is this dard and pain? My Nabi said, your Quran... He said, make miswak properly. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَكْ يَضَعْ فَاهُ عَلَىٰ فِيكْ. He says, because when you read Quran in tahajjud, Allah's malaika, they place their lips against your lips. They place their lips against your lips. And that Quran that is coming out of you goes directly into the malaika of Allah. That sharafat and honor this ummah was given. Our mother describes his nights. She says, لَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ وَطُولِهِنَّ. She said, don't even ask about the beauty and the length of his salah at night. And then she says he would go into sajda at times. I would become alarmed. He's gone so still. What has happened? She says, I would bring my ears close to see what has happened to the Nabi of Allah. And she says, as I drew closer to him, I could hear from his chest the sound coming. غَزِيرٌ كَغَزِيرِ الْمِرْجَلِ. The sound of a boiling kettle. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. O Allah, my Ummat. O Allah, my Ummat. O Allah, my Ummat. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Allah says, we send this Quran down through Ruhul Ameen upon Muhammad on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that my Nabi can make inzar, da'wat and tabligh of this Quran to the entire humanity. This call by cement our link with the Quran, with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Great instrument and opportunity we are given by linking ourselves to the masjid, linking ourselves to this effort of da'wat and tabligh, by making tabligh of the Quran. Ala wa inna rahal islami da'ira faduru ma'al kitabi haythu dar. My Nabi said, the grinding mill of Islam has started moving. Take the Quran of my Allah and move to the four corners of the world. Allah will bring in your life the nur of the Quran, and Allah will use you to illuminate the hearts of millions with the nur of Quran and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So jata hua Ramadan, Allah blessed us, Allah give our huffaz and ulama jazai khair for the beautiful manner in which they rendered the recitation of the Quran. Dua is going to take place now. They should actually be making the dua. I'm making it instead of them. Nevertheless, this is the time of the acceptance of dua. Juhud we made. The concern, particularly in the latter part of Ramadan, should be that Allah accepts whatever little we did. The proof of that acceptance is the khair and barakat of Ramadan extending beyond Ramadan. So make this intention. Environment is here now. Don't let it be just 48 or 72 hours and already that environment is gone. Allah didn't give us these opportunities just to worship Allah now. So everyone make this niyat, inshallah, to link and attach ourselves with the environment of the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وألائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المجد والنعم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد أبد العابدين وصل على محمد دهر الداهرين اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا عبادك بنو عبيدك وبنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك وأنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا ودليلنا إليك وسائقنا ودليلنا إليك وإلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيرقى ولا تجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيشقى ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا لا حجة علينا لا حجة علينا لا حجة علينا. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في القبور اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Oh my Allah, we are full of weakness. You are free from every weakness, Ya Allah. We are full of blemishes. You are free from every blemish, Ya Allah. We are full of imperfection, Ya Allah. You are free from every imperfection, Ya Allah. You Allah, Ya Allah, you are forever, you will be forever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the constraints and the ravages of time does not affect you, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, who is one and has no partner. Oh my Allah, who is supreme and there is nothing that can compare with Him. Oh my Allah, who is the creator of every atom in this universe and every cell in our bodies. Oh my Allah, who is the supreme controller of everything in existence. Oh my Allah, we are a living manifestation of your countless bounties and favors upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the eyes we have, you gave us. The hands we have, you gave us. The feet we have, you gave us. The heart, the liver, the lungs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, countless ni'mat and bounties every second from you are raining down upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the least justification of that was that we should have utilized your bounties to obey you, Ya Allah. You gave us Ramadan, Ya Allah. You gave us the Quran, Ya Allah. You gave us Muhammad sallallahu. You gave us Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You made us the ummah of the Quran, Ya Allah. We were supposed to cloak humanity in the cloak of shame and modesty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own homes have become dens of nakedness, Ya Allah. Our own daughters are dancing naked on the stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the Quran to bring your zikr alive in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youth, both their ears are clogged and their bodies are jiving to haram music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the internet and the mobile in every direction is destroying the time and the capacity of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the Quran. You gave us this deed. You gave us salah, Ya Allah. We were supposed to fill the masjids. We emptied the masjids, Ya Allah. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You warned us,
We did not heed your warnings, Ya Allah. Around us, reminder upon reminder you gave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, janazah upon janazah was being lifted up, Ya Allah. Sickness, calamity, strife, hardship in every direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your callers came to us, your reminders came to us, Ya Allah. They carried on reminding us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they said, Your Allah is calling you. We said, no, we are not prepared to listen. They said, lower your gaze. We raised our gaze. They said, fill the masjid. We empty the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we put barriers in our front of our eyes. We clogged our ears, Ya Allah. We blinded ourselves to your constant reminders. We drowned ourselves in the pursuit of this dunya. We walked past the graveyards as if there was no maut, no qabr, no akhirat. Your Quran resounded in front of us. Qabr is coming. Jannat is coming. Jahannam is coming. The day to stand in front of Allah is coming. Day to stand in front of you is coming. Ya Allah, every one of these warners, every one of these reminders fell on deaf ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, as a result of that, you have said in your Quran, the earth is very, very wide today. Today, the earth has become very, very narrow and constricted upon the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every direction is hunger. Every direction is persecution, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even erase the images that have been etched onto our minds and our hearts, Ya Allah, of the dilapidated, destroyed homes of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters are making their little children in the morning dress up, putting white clothes for them, sending them to madrasa, sending them to school, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the space of just a few hours, those same masoom little children, their bodies no longer white, their clothing no longer white, but drenched in blood, the lumps of their bodies separated. The charred and burnt remains and ashes etched on our minds and our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the images, Ya Allah, of those mothers in their cloaks crying over the remains of these little masoom children. They won't see youth. They won't see adulthood, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, their hunger and their thirst, their anger and their rebellion, Ya Allah, and their persecution has reached an unprecedented scale, Ya Allah. Centuries, Ya Allah, this ummah is sinking lower and lower in a web of humiliation and disgrace, Ya Allah. To where the parda has become a crime. To follow the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become a crime, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in every direction, Ya Allah, it is persecution and hardship. Cheaper than water has become the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the height of justice. You are the height of perfection. We have iman, Ya Allah. No hukam of yours is without justice. No hukam of yours, Ya Allah. There is not one trace in any of your orders, Ya Allah, of zulm or oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section. We are the weak section. We are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. The Sahaba of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw the Quran coming down, Ya Allah. They saw Wahi coming down. They saw the park environment of Madina Munawwara. They saw the Mubarak face of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We are the weak section, Ya. All we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is persecution. All we have seen is this dirty and filthy environment that is there around us, Ya Allah. Each time we are trying to take one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. This dirty, filthy environment has become like a steel wall in front of us, Ya Allah. We try to become pious, Ya Allah. We try to become pious. We try to attach ourselves with the Quran, Ya Allah. We try to link ourselves with the work of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We try to give da'wat towards your greatness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humne bahut koshish kiya, Ya Allah. Bahut koshish kiya. Lekin hum acche nahi ban sake, Ya Allah. Tere kisse ki kasam. It is, we are hypocrites, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your compassion, Ya Allah. Only your kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that you haven't revealed our faults, Ya Allah. Of your sifat and attributes, we have learned, Ya Allah, the sifat that you love the most, Ya Allah. You are Rahman, you are Rahim, you are Rahman, you are Rahim. You are Rahman, you are Rahim. Because of that, Ya Allah, despite our sin, despite our transgression, despite our not heeding your reminders, Ya Allah, you still covered our faults. You still gave us these opportunities upon opportunities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Shab-e Qadr or not, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but there is no difficult for you to give the khair of Shab-e Qadr on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is the khatam of the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us there are masoom children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, throughout the entire world, Ya Allah, throughout the entire world, the Muslim Ummah is raising up its hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst them, there are those poor, brothers and sisters of ours, that if they had breakfast today, they don't know where the next meal is going to come from. Ya Allah, they are those poor and helpless ones who don't have a roof over their heads, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are those broken souls whose families have been snatched away from them by through merciless bombs and persecution, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, somewhere, prefer someone's crying, Ya Allah. We are too weak, Ya Allah. Where are we going to bring Abu Bakr and Umar from, Ya Allah? Where are we going to bring Osman and Ali from, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. Our ibadat is riyakar. We have to make tawbah of our ibadat, Ya Allah. How are we going to please you, Ya Allah? Our hearts are soiled, Ya Allah. Our hearts are filled with the love of dunya, filled with the zikr of your ghair, Ya Allah, filled with hatred, enmity, jealousy, malice, harshness towards others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with these type of hearts, Ya Allah, how are we going to find you, Ya Allah? There's nothing that we can present, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, dube hue zillat mein, kuch bhi ho, lekin tere mahboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummati hai, Ya Allah. Whatever we are, by the qasam of your izzat, we are his ummati, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in your oneness, Ya Allah. We believe in the Quran. We believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in qabr. We believe in akhirat. We believe in taqdeer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so far as amal is concerned, we are zero, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but tere izzat ki qasam, humne iman laye. From our hearts, we know with absolute conviction your Quran is haq, Ya Allah. We don't have the amal, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from one journey. He told his sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَى إِخْوَانِي. He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? He said, antum ashabi. He said, you are my sahaba. My brothers are those who will come after you. My brothers are those who will come after you. Who without seeing me will bring iman upon me. He called us his brothers, Ya Allah. He called us his brothers. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. You have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabakat ghadabi. My mercy is greater than my anger, Ya Allah. We see the example in this world. The disobedient child, the mother becomes upset. The child begs forgiveness. The mother pushes the child away. Child comes back, still the mother pushes away. Still the child comes back. Eventually, that mother that's made out of sand, her heart melts. And she embraces that child, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are free from ta'assur, Ya Allah. You love us more than our mothers. Your mercy is greater, Ya Allah. There's no other door. There's no other door. I'm ikrari mujrim hai mere malik. La qawiyun fantasir, la bariyun fa'atadir, bal mustaghfir. I'm ikrari mujrim hai mere mola. There's no other door. There's no one else we can turn to, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you reject us, where are we going to go, Ya Allah? Where are we going to go, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, on this night, Ya Allah. On this night, Ya Allah. Chata hua Ramadan, on this night, Ya Allah. We are begging you. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. We don't have the words. We don't have the qualities. We don't have the actions, Ya Allah. But you are Kareem. You are Kareem. You are Kareem. Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah. The rope that you have given the Firauns of today is very, very long, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Most merciful Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Awwal al-Awwaleen. Ya Akhir al-Akhirin. Ya Dhal Quwwati al-Mateen. Ya Rahim al-Masakeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث برحمتك استغيث. Open the doors of your mercy, Ya Allah. Open the doors of your mercy, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our wives, our children, our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You, Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, and your Quran is haq, inni anal ghafoorur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We have caused so much of dukkh and pain to the Mubarak Ruh of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. We have turned our backs, Ya Allah. The life and wealth that you gave us, Ya Allah. You gave us as an amanat, Ya Allah. You gave us to use it for the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us to instill within ourselves the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have made khiyanat, Ya Allah, on this night. We attest to our sins, Ya Allah. And we are from the bottom of our hearts, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins openly, secretly. Every type of sin is there. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters that are without shelter, give them shelter. Those that are hungry, give them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless them, Ya Allah, with comfort, with ease, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulty, remove the persecution, Ya Allah. Remove the suffering, Ya Allah. It is not difficult for you, Ya Allah. You are Qadir Mutlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, Ya Allah. Protect the haram Main Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect Aqsa. Protect Aqsa. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Khankas, the Madaris, the Dini institutions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they are, Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummat back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummat back to the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts from hatred, jealousy, malice, envy, Ya Allah, greed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts. Let us not be a source of disunity, Ya Allah. Grant us akhlaq, grant us husn akhlaq, grant us husn akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the qualities of iman. The hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Grant us tawakkul, taqwa, khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. It's already the winter of our lives, Ya Allah. So little remains, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard, Ya Allah, there is nothing sweeter than your taluk, Ya Allah. There is nothing more ecstatic than taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this connection with the Quran, with the Sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we tried to connect with that, we failed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is already the autumn and winter of our lives, Ya Allah. Am is gande dilo ke saath nahi marna chahte. Am nahi marna chahte. We don't want to die in this condition. We don't want to die in this condition. Ya Allah, give us the reality of what that bandas of yours said. Jab tu mere paas hote, to goya koi dusra nahi hota. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki. Ab to acha. Ab to khalwat ho chuki. ساری دنیا سے وحشت ہو چکی. اب تو آجا, اب تو آجا, اب تو خلوت ہو چکی. Give us the sweetness of your تعلق یا اللہ. Let the kalima be on our lips when we are dying, ya Allah. Save us from a bad death, ya Allah. Save us from a death of kufr and guna, ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters that have passed away, ya Allah, fill the qabr with noor, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, ya Allah. Make our qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, your Quran, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, constantly reminded us, ya Allah, that day is coming, ya Allah. Jannat will be brought near. Jahannam will be brought near. The scales of justice will be set up. On that day, the announcer will say, "Wamtazul yawm, wamtazul yawm, ayyuhal mujrimun." The sinners must go on one side. Ya Allah, if we find ourselves in that saf, what is going to happen to us, ya Allah? Ya Allah, you will be giving shade on that day underneath your arch to the Anbiya, to the Sahaba, to the Awliya, to the Atqiya, to the Muballighin, to the Mujahideen. Ya Allah, ya Allah, Tere Izzat ki Qasam, Amun mein se nahi hai. We are not from amongst them, ya Allah. We are not from amongst them, ya Allah. We are not from amongst them. We are not worthy, ya Allah, but we are beseeching you, ya Allah. No one will question you, ya Allah. No one will question you. Ya Allah, give us also space, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us also space, ya Allah. Ya Allah, right at the back, ya Allah. Right at the back, ya Allah. Don't let us be tied up in chains, ya Allah. Don't let the malaika of your azab come near us, ya Allah. Save us from the azab of hashar, ya Allah. Let us get our book of deeds in the right hand, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Let us get Jami Kosar from the hand of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Your Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. But your Nabi, night upon night, ya Allah, how he cried, Jannat is haq, Jahannam is haq. Jannat is haq, Jahannam is haq. Your Quran is haq. In your Quran, ya Allah, what descriptions you have given of that fire, ya Allah. Min waraihi jahannam wa yusqa mimma in sadid yatajarra'u ولا يكاد يسيغ ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. Such descriptions you have given of your Jannat, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Wujuhu yawmaidin na'ima lisa'yaha radiya fi jannatin aliya la tasma'u fiha laghiya fiha aynun jariya fiha sururun marfu'a wa akwabun mawdu'a wa namalikhu masfufa wa zarabiyu. ہمیں جنت سے محروم نہ کر دے میرے مالک. Don't deprive us of Jannat, ya Allah. Don't deprive us of Jannat. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nari bi qudratik. لا تشوي خلقنا بالنار لا تشوي خلقنا بالنار. يا الله save us our wives, our parents, our children, our entire families, Ya Allah. The ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us Jannatul Firdos. Grant us Jannatul Firdos. Grant us Jannatul Firdos. Grant us Jannatul Firdos, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we will never be able to repay them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rabbir Hamhuma kama Rabbayana Saghira. Ya Allah, all those who have asked for du'as, mutawakif of du'as, those we have wronged or oppressed, those that have done good to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wasatiza ikiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jaiz hajat. Anybody is in parishani or difficulty, remove the parishani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as people have requested, fulfill it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, fill the qabr with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that our Ramadan is almost gone, like that our lives are almost gone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, whatever little we did, accept it, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be many who will read, who will fast, but get nothing but hunger and thirst. Will stand up at night, but get nothing but tiredness and sleeplessness. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is nothing we have that is worthy of presenting, Ya Allah, but you are Kareem, Ya Allah. You are Ghafoor, Ya Allah. You are Shakur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are Shakur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you don't look at how small it is, but you are Shakur. Despite how small it is, your mercy is such that you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our broken ibadat, Ya Allah. Accept this khatam of the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a zariah and means of the hidayat of the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen in whatever line is taking place is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Take it from strength to strength. Strengthen it, Ya Allah. Wherever our jamaats are moving, ishtimaz are going to take place, have taken place, make them a zariah and a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from haram earnings. Let us get our financial affairs in order, Ya Allah, before maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on halal. Inspire us towards halal. Ya Allah, let haram not come even near us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak to be tested, Ya Allah. Make us sabir, Ya Allah, but we are too weak to be tested. Make us shakir, Ya Allah. Let us become appreciative of your favors and your bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma ja'alna mimman sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.